teams and look at the cover schemes. Were you?
I thought they did a good job of changing it up. We saw a number of different pressures throughout the game. Saw a number of different fronts. Coverage-wise, you know, they're the number one defense in the league year after year after year, in the top five if they're not number one. And they do what they do well. You're not going to see a ton of stuff. You're going to see what they do well. And, you know, we just fortunately got the upper hand that last drive and got us the field goal. Yeah, get us in a rhythm. You know, it opens up some of the run game, but also really tires out their big guys. Their front seven is, 300-plus pounds across the board. And when you get in that no-huddle, you can tire guys out, and we knew that would be an advantage for us. And we got some of that no-huddle going early, and they did a good job stopping it a couple times, and then we came back to it later, and in the second half really ran it well and did a good job. Well, you know, we kind of felt coming in that we're already written off, you know, and we knew, we know we're a good team. We just had some unfortunate things happen the first 2 weeks, and we didn't handle business and play well enough. And we knew, you know, we could win this game. We knew we were playing against a good opponent, but, you know, we knew that we were the only ones that really believed we could win, and we just were fortunate. We got some turnovers on defense. The defense played great, got us the ball back, got us some short fields. We hit some big explosive plays, and we're fortunate to get a win.
How much did it help to take advantage of their penalties for once? I mean, they had a lot, even though they had a good third down conversion, they had a lot of penalties.
Yeah, you know, it's something that Coach Allen's done a great job from the first day he got here. He harped on penalties. He harps on it all the time. It's something that we're very conscious of. It's something that we knew we needed to change because, you know, if you have more penalties than the other team and more turnovers, chances are the numbers and percentages of getting a win goes down, and we knew that, and it's something we work on a lot.
Well, Coach, you've faced this team many times in the past when you've played with the Bengals. How did that help you down the stretch? And also, how satisfied is for you to beat this team that first played a playoff game 6 years ago? Kind of derailed your career just a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I don't think much about that. We were in a position we needed to get a win. You know, we got one more game and then a bye week. We want to get to 2-2. But I played against those guys a bunch, and there is no easy win. There is no pretty win. It's a physical fist fight, four quarters every single time you play against them. You have to respect, you know, Coach LeBeau is a phenomenal coach. Coach Tomlin, they're really well coached. They draft great. They hit on their defensive picks, so there's good players over there. You can't play them enough to know them. I've played them 20-something times probably. And it's always a fist fight down in the trenches, and it's physical on the back end every time.
Was there a game that hit on Darius? What did you see on
that hit? It's tough. I'll have to look at it on film. But I knew it was going to be a collision play. It's a tough play that we worked on a lot. But our hearts and prayers are out to him. I know it's tough with his mom back home in D.C. watching that. That's a tough position to be in, but you know the word out of the hospital, he's doing well, he's moving. So we're going to keep praying for him.
Is it hard to focus when you see a teammate go down like that?
It's always difficult to lose a teammate or to see another player get carted off the field on the opposite sideline. But you can't, you know, there's so many things that can distract you and so many things that you can lose focus on. You just got to be ready to move on to the next play and not try to take out any aggression on a play that happened before. You just got to go through your keys, go through your reads, and continue to play.
When you went down, did you or someone in the huddle have to rally the team together right there at that point? And if there was, what was said?
No, we're a resilient group. Guys understand it was an important drive. You know, we were down in the red zone. We needed to get points down there. There was no pump-up speeches. We're ready to play offensively and defensively, and we just said a quick prayer on our own for DHB, and it sounds like he's going to be okay.
Was it a weight lifted for the team to have Darren pop that run and kind of see the run game work and get through?
It's just fun to watch him run. When the guy had an angle, a defensive back had an angle on him, and he should have got him, but he's just so fast, and the quick move, the little stutter step he put on the safety, it's just fun to see him get in the open field. And, we weren't as worried about our running game as everybody else. We knew, we just needed time. This is our first shot running this, and definitely gives us some confidence, but you know, we weren't deterred by the, what happened the first 2 weeks. Yeah, just a, you know, it was just a no huddle series, and you know, Coach Knapp had coached us up on what to get to versus certain certain fronts, certain coverages, certain pressures, and you know, we got them in the right pressure that Coach Knapp had talked about in the week, and Darren, you know, the offensive line obviously opened up a nice big hole, but Darren did the rest.
What did the no huddle do for you in your offense?
Well. You know, we're not a, you know, 350-pound group across the front. You know, we're an athletic, a quick moving a group of offensive linemen, and with the speed on the outside, and a lot of the teams we're going to face are big and physical, and we're in really good shape. We practice hard. Guys work out on their own extra, and we want to go into every game in better shape than the opposition. And the main thing it does is just tires them out, slows them down, especially when you got big Casey Hampton in there. He doesn't like play after play after play, not getting a chance to huddle up in a three-point stance for sometimes 15, 20 seconds. That wears you out, and it gets him out of the game. Obviously, he's one of their better players. So it gets him off the field because he needs to, you know, tap out and get his rest. So, you know, it's an advantage we have over people. We're in better shape, and we can tire out the front. It helps the run game, the pass game, everything.
Thank you.